A lot of times, self-sabotage really is our ego getting in the way of our innermost selves. Hi, welcome back to the Let It Flow podcast. I'm your host, Alana Lima. On today's solo episode this week, we will be talking about self-sabotage, ways that self-sabotage can manifest in our lives, and how we can mindfully handle these situations and handle this in a way that will shift our mindset and help us propel forward by eliminating this bad habit that we might have acquired along our journey. It's time to feel empowered, feel your power, and be able to achieve the finish line of whatever you have started or whatever goals you have set for yourself. So let's go ahead and dive within. You know that feeling when you sign up for a run and it might be a 5K run. You really want to win, and so you're pacing yourself the whole way through the run. You know, you're running, you're sprinting at some point, then you're catching your breath a little, but you keep on going. And then when you're almost at the finish line, you can see it there. You can see everybody cheering. You can see the big cross that says finish, and all of a sudden, you decide to slow down and let the two people that were about 100 feet behind you pass you, and you walk your way through the line. That feeling right there of going hard until the last moment and then right at the last moment kind of giving up, that's exactly the feeling that we feel when we are self-sabotaging our goals and our creative ideas. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this term, self-sabotage, but essentially what it means is that we are getting in our own way. We are getting in the way of our own potential, and we are responsible for almost intervening in this great idea or this great accomplishment that we're about to complete, that we're about to be recognized for. But instead, we don't let that happen. We're like, no, you're almost there, but you're not going to make it. So, you know, I see this in a lot of different ways with myself and with people, and it really depends on the type of person you are, how self-sabotage kind of manifests in your life. But overall, it is still the idea of getting in the way of your success. So, you know, take a second right now and think about something that you're working on, whether it is a goal that you want to accomplish, whether it is something that you've been trying to find time to create, whatever it is that you're working on in this moment. Think about the question of, is there some way that you are getting in the way of your best self? Is there some way that you are intervening in your success? And I'll give you a couple of ideas about how self-sabotage can manifest. So this can look like procrastination, knowing that you really want to work on something, but just not making the time for it and staying busy doing other busy work. And then in the end of the day, you know, saying tomorrow will be the day. And then tomorrow comes, and again, same thing, just not prioritizing the time for it. It can look like setting yourself up for failure. So maybe repeating old patterns that you know exactly where they will lead you, but you still go ahead and do that. Because you are not comfortable taking the leap, so you want to stay on the comfortableness of what you know already doesn't work. Another way that it can manifest is by talking yourself down, so talking yourself out of certain situations or certain opportunities that might come your way. So for example, let's say You have a brand already, and you know you've been working on this new project maybe for a little while, and now you got recognized. A magazine saw your work and they want to feature you, and all they need you to do is write an article about what you're doing, and you go ahead and you don't write the article because you know you find an excuse about it. Oh, I didn't have time, I had a lot of work to catch up on. Ask yourself, when you don't take these opportunities, what is the underlying reason behind any excuse or any answer that we give these opportunities? Because as many of you will know, and as many of you may see, and I have seen it myself, is that a lot of times when we give excuses and we're not taking opportunities, we're not taking risks, we're not accepting change, it's because of sometimes the fear, whether it is the fear of failure, the fear of the unknown, the fear of not being able to control an outcome. Sometimes fear is what is behind the self-sabotage. But regardless, it still is what it is, which is us getting in the way of our best selves, us getting in the way of our success. And the hard thing about self-sabotage, you know, is that it really messes with our ego. So our ego is, you know, is the version of ourselves that is very proud. And our ego never wants to be known as being wrong or have done something wrong, especially towards our own self. So it's hard for ourselves to actually accept sometimes or recognize that we are self-sabotaging because it goes so against what our ego wants for us. But at the same time, a lot of times self-sabotage really is our ego getting in the way of our innermost selves. It's like our inner desires, they want to shine through, but our ego is so defensive. Our ego wants to keep such a clean image that it's scared that if you shine through as, you know, the true version of you, if you take these risks, your image might get burned. And so in reality, a lot of times the self-sabotage act comes from ego. So a good way to know better if you are being a victim of yourself, if you are self-sabotaging your own dreams, your own aspirations, is to take a second to look back in your life and see if you've seen this pattern happen before. So take a second, you know, and try to think of your younger version of yourself and something that you might have tried to accomplish when you were a younger version of yourself. So it could even be when you were in middle school and you were trying out for the talent show, something that you might have done to self-sabotage yourself. You know, might have been calling in sick in the morning, even though you were perfectly fine, just out of this inner fear, this inner resistance to change, to opening, to new opportunities. Now, an older version of yourself might see this manifest as taking the first action towards something that you want to do, but not following through completely. So for example, if you want to be a health coach and you apply, you know, you register to become a certified holistic health coach, maybe you join the program, and then once the program is done, you don't get clients because you don't take the action to put yourself out there. So it's like almost like self-sabotage always looks like you're doing half the work. So I get how confusing that may feel, because in a way you're like, no, but I have put work into this. Why isn't it working out? And then we have to see, well, how are you following through? Or better said, how are you not following through with your initial action? So this is a very great topic for self-reflection, as you can see, to just understand better where you're at with yourself in terms of how much are you really dedicating to creating your dream life. How much of yourself are you actually putting in? Are you, you know, putting in 50%, 75%, and still holding back a little? And if the answer is yes, you feel like there is some sort of resistance. You feel like you're not all in. There's a part of you that's still holding back. That may just be a part of you that's scared of letting go. So, you know, this is completely normal because us as humans, looking at from a spiritual side, we all shed these layers as we grow. And when we shed these layers, what I mean by that is we shed our old versions of ourselves. So these layers may mean we are shedding people from our life. We are shedding habits. We are shedding, you know, words that we may say that we are no longer using our vocabulary. When we shed old layers from ourselves, we are shedding many things that we once recognize ourselves by. And that can be an intimidating process because unlike a snake or unlike a caterpillar that becomes a butterfly, our shedding takes place in a very much invisible form but you know, you can feel the subtle change. But because it's not so visual, it's not something we can see in our human form, we become resistant to it at times because we are scared of what it is going to bring, what opening up space will invite in. And so how do we work with this? You know, what if you're in a point in your time where you have a lot of goals, you have a lot of dreams, you have a lot of aspirations, you have an idea or a vision of what you want your life to look like from here on now. And you definitely have things about your current situation that you would want to change, or better said, you would want to upgrade. But you resonate with the feeling of self-sabotaging, so of taking the initial actions to make change but not following through for one reason or another. What do you do if you're in this situation? Well, I've been thinking about this a lot because I've definitely seen how much stagnation, self-sabotage has caused me before, and the difference between actively, mindfully acting on preventing this from happening or catching myself in the act and changing my mindset towards whatever I am doing so I can finish, so I can follow through, so I can see the results from all the progress that I have done. And I want to share that with you so that you can do that too in your life. So one really important, I guess I'd say, tip or something to keep in mind that will really help you work through any self-sabotage habit that you might have, no matter how that manifests for you in your life, is by tuning into your why. So let's go back again to the beginning of this, where I asked you if you had a goal or if you had something that you've been working on. And this goal can be, you know, a life goal. Maybe it is that you want to, maybe it's career related and you're trying to build a business where you can travel the world. Or maybe it is environment related, where you have a goal that you want to change your environment or move somewhere specific. Or maybe your goal is just, you know, journeying back to yourself and understanding who you really are and what are your true values and beliefs and what is your truth, what is your authentic self. Whatever goal resonates with you at this moment, I want you to think about it. Think about maybe the ways that you have tried taking action towards it and maybe ways that hasn't followed through. And now I want you to ask yourself why. What is the reason? What is the underlying feeling? What is the meaning? Why is it that this is a goal for you right now? Why is it that when I asked you what goal you had, this is the first thing that came to mind for you? How would your life look like differently if you had accomplished this goal, if this goal has manifested into your reality? What would your day look like? What would you feel like? How would you think you as yourself would change or grow as a person if you had accomplished this goal? Really tune into the why. And you know, you can take some time to think this through and reflect this over. Sometimes when we haven't thought about it, we change our goals because we're like, wait, that wasn't actually aligned. Or sometimes it just confirms why we even created this goal in the first place. So step one to helping you deal with self-sabotage is to really tune into your why. Understand the reason behind what your goal, behind your ambition. And when I say this, it's because your why acts as the fire, acts as the momentum to help you keep going, even in the days or even in the times where you decide to stand in front of yourself. When you tune into your why, I want you to make sure to write it down somewhere. You can write it into a post-it note and post it in your mirror, or you can write it into your notebook and where you can turn to the page and read back if you ever need to remind yourself why you started this or why you're working towards this. And then the second step is to use this fire, is to use this momentum, is to use this inner deep feeling of, you know, joy or enthusiasm or excitement as a means of almost like getting over this self-sabotage habit. So how does that look like? For example, if I know that I want to write a book, that's my main goal. I've been wanting to write a book forever, but you know, there's a lot of fear getting in the way, which causes me to self-sabotage myself by procrastinating on writing my book. On those moments that you're clearly self-sabotaging yourself. So for example, if you have recognized procrastination as a way that self-sabotage manifests in your life, when you catch yourself procrastinating, I want you to remind yourself of your why. And this could be mental. This could be in your notes on your phone that you can flip through really quick. This could be, again, in a journal, maybe in your wall, somewhere that you can see. But just when you catch yourself in the act of self-sabotaging, in the act of starting something but not finishing and creating that resistance, remind yourself of your why. Remind yourself of your fire, of why you're doing this, why you're started. And I can guarantee you that this is going to help you propel yourself forward and get over the self-sabotage habit, because that momentum, that drive inside of you is going to be stronger than the need to block yourself away. A lot of times we self-sabotage when we're not feeling the highest vibration of ourselves, when we are feeling like we are in a low state, or maybe something happened, it's been a bad day. It's so much easier to fall back into these self-sabotage habits. But when we automatically trigger the part of our brain that is thinking about the why, we are triggering our emotional and behavioral side, which means that we are going to act from this feeling. And our inner desires, our inner why is always associated with a feeling of excitement, of enthusiasm, of almost in a way of an urgency to accomplish. So it backfires the self-sabotage so nicely. And so truly, this is the one thing that you can use to get over that. And like any sort of habit, the more that you fight against it, but I don't want to use the word fight, the more that you actually mindfully, you know, intervene with your self-sabotage, the less frequent it will arise for you, to the point where it will kind of shed just as your layers do, and it will be an old version of yourself. Remember that any habit that you have can be replaced by a good habit within 21 days. So you can even try to mindfully do this for 21 days and record what it's felt like throughout the day for you to do that. And remember that this aspect of yourself, the ways that you self-sabotage, it might be something that has arisen from when you were very, very, very young, and it might have been ingrained in you, and that's why it's turned into a habit. But at the same time, it is not part of you. It is something that you have acquired along the way, but that you can also let go of mindfully. So just remember that the more you practice this act of intervening with your own self-sabotage and remembering your why and using that as a momentum to propel you forward, the less frequent this will become, and the more empowered you will feel of feeling like you have power over your beliefs, that you have power over your decisions, you have power over your goals, and that you are more than capable of achieving everything that you have set yourself to. So remember, don't quit when you see the finish line. A lot of times we are so close to getting somewhere and we get in the way of ourselves. I hope that this message helped you or maybe has resonated with some of you in a way and helped you see a bigger picture to this act that sometimes we play in our life. Remember your why. Remember your mission, your vision, why you started, why you want this so badly, and use that fire because you are powerful, you are empowering, and you have control over these feelings. I hope that this episode was helpful for anyone who has felt this way before of, you know, starting something and not finishing because we get in the best way of ourselves. I hope that this has shed a little bit more clarity and awareness on these situations and how we can best handle them so that we can always keep moving forward and growing and expanding in the best version of ourselves. I wish you all the success in life. Just remember that you are an empowered being and you are meant to be here to shine. Thank you so much for sharing this time by listening to this episode. If you resonated and you want to share any insights with me or with Taryn, please feel free to reach out to us on our Instagram, Your Lotus Within, or if you want to message me directly, feel free to message me at Radiate Healthy Living. Thank you so much again for joining us on this podcast. See you next time.